The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
We live in an age where a man like Chris Harrington can actually have such detailed access to legal information of someone he does not know, has never met, and the very fact that there's no integrity in the media today, in journalism, in podcasts, in wrestling news, in quote-unquote dirt sheets, the fact that someone like that not only has information to people's legal situations, people's health situations, he works for the one of the top wrestling companies in the world. I very much feel sorry for the people in that locker room. I hope they deal with it appropriately, you know, sort this guy out. And the very fact that someone like that exists in the media, let alone at all, is absolutely disgusting. And for that, I really think that there's a lot of people, quote-unquote, blackballed in wrestling today, but someone like that shouldn't be blackballed. They shouldn't have even existed in the business at all, let alone in media. Nah, the man should just be shown the door and never let back in. They should just wish him a good day. Don't even wish him a good day. I said good day.
So Noelle put together this video, and in a portion of the video, she talked about a guy in particular, Chris Harrington. And I know of Chris Harrington, Mookie. You've heard the name mentioned on the show before, because Chris Harrington is one of the guys who developed WrestleNomics. He released some information related to the concussion lawsuit. Chris Harrington. And some of the information was redacted, and she pointed out that he released some of the redacted stuff, specifically the address for Vito and Noelle. And Noelle, I mean, she's handicapped, folks. She's disabled. She has a son who's disabled as well. Different way. And I guess some folks had showed up to their house and harassing them and all kinds of crazy stuff. They had to get the cops involved. I will just say this. I want to hear from Chris Harrington.
We're backstage, Miami, Florida. We just had Bash at the Beach, and we get to have a very authentic All Elite Wrestling moment with you. We are here with AEW Vice President Chris Harrington, festively dressed, forgive that. And we're here to officially sign the contract for Taz.
Taz, you've seen the contract. Do you have any questions?
I have. My people looked at it multiple years in there. The coin looks right. Looks pretty good, man.
So we'll let Chris sign
it
first.
Chris to sign it first?
Make it official.
Wow.
All right.
He's in his own pen.
And then here we go.
Well, looks like I've joined a revolution again.
I love it.
One right here. We're here with AEW Vice President Chris Harrington,